Melton. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his erstwhile rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for U.S. president in the November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, was Biden's last challenger for the Democratic presidential nomination, but he suspended his campaign last week in the face of Biden's seemingly insurmountable lead and pledged delegates to the party's national presidential nominating convention in August. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would soon decide whether to reopen the United States to commerce as health experts voiced optimism that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic in the country may soon be over. In the United States, 42 of the 50 state governors have imposed stay-at-home edicts as the virus swept through the country. Trump recommended physical distancing between Americans through the end of April, but is considering whether to reopen the country fully or partly on May the 1st. While news stories in the United States have suggested it would be up to governors to decide when to lift their own orders for their states, Trump said on Twitter, "Let it be fully understood that this is incorrect." Trump said it is the decision of the president. He added that his administration is working closely with state governors on a decision. The World Health Organization says it will publish strategic advice Tuesday with six criteria for countries considering lifting control measures for the coronavirus, but it goes on to warn that only a vaccine will fully stop the spread of the disease. Since emerging in China last year, COVID-19 has killed more than 114,000 people worldwide, infected more than 1.8 million, and forced more than half the planet's population to stay home. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States Navy reports a sailor from the U.S. carrier Theodore Roosevelt has died from coronavirus. He's the first fatality from nearly 600 confirmed cases among the crew. The Navy said Monday that 92% of the crew has been tested, with 585 infected with COVID-19. And United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday the U.S. welcomes an apparent agreement among Iraq's Shia, Sunni, and Kurdish groups to form a new government. He adds it would need to be capable of confronting the coronavirus pandemic, helping the economy, and bringing arms under control. Spain begins to reopen parts of its economy, with construction and manufacturing returning after a two-week hibernation period. The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Spain continues its downward trend. Government figures show another 517 people died. The overall number of fatalities is near 17,500. In addition, the number of confirmed cases is at its lowest daily figure since March 20th. The number of confirmed daily cases is at 3,477. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab faces a decision this week on whether to extend a nationwide lockdown aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19. Raab has been filling in for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's recovering from COVID-19. The Prime Minister was released from the hospital Sunday, but is not expected to return to work immediately. Officials in Italy say the death toll there has topped 20,000. The 586 new deaths reported Monday bring the total number to 20,465. That's second only to the United States. Last week, Italy extended its national lockdown until May the 3rd, hoping to continue to stem the tide of the virus. Italy will reopen some bookshops and laundries on a trial basis starting Tuesday to see how social distancing measures can be safely enforced. The health minister from Iran, the worst hit country in the Middle East, says the number of cases there has been decreasing in recent days. Iran has almost 4,600 total deaths and just over 73,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. Mexico's president says there will be a teleconference on Wednesday between that country's foreign minister and China so they can continue helping the United States acquire medical equipment to deal with the pandemic. And Pope Francis prayed Monday for the growing number of women subjected to domestic abuse while living under coronavirus lockdown. The pontiff live-streamed an Easter Monday prayer from his private library. The Vatican and Italy entered a second month of restrictions on most outdoor activities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
No thank you is what I should have said. I should be in bed, but temptations of trouble on my tongue. Trouble's yet to come.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. Call me after dark. I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. For me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong.
That song is called Weak. It's AJR. That's Adam, Jack, and Ryan, who share an apartment together in New York. This is VOA 1. I'm Larry London. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA. Larry London. Here's DJ Khaled with SZA.
Got it. private destination. Sipping on the rocks, only we with us. This kind of love dangerous when it's nothing else to lose. So don't make me wild love. Got 99 problems, wish one more. 50 feet, get you touching your front door. Leaving fast and we spinning slow. Side eyes, let me know that we visible. And I need it right now. 10 toes down, show me what it's all about. Thugging, we only ducking when the boys come out. It's that shovel and feel shy. We gon' turn the lights off, we hard. What we doing, don't nobody got no. I ain't tryna get ghost, oh yeah.
It's just us.
It's just us.
It's always us. It's always us.
It's only us.
It's just us. It's just us.
Talk to my imagination, confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more, told secrets till my voice was sore. Tired of empty conversation, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening. I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel when I pray, so why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone,
100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening.
Demi Lovato, that's called Anyone on VOA1. That's the first of two new singles she's put out in the last couple months. The newest one came out a couple weeks ago, and it's called I Love Me. Demi Lovato has two Latin American Music Awards. She's got a Guinness Book of World Records, and she appeared in the Time magazine list of the 100 most influential people back in 2017. I'm Larry London. Here's Harry Styles, Adore You, on VOA1, The Hits.
I get so lost inside. every day a holiday. Feel the heat start burning, city lights are turning, but something about this feels the same.
Music and more.
VOA.
One.
With your eyes closed, I bet you're still walking on a tightrope. Miss me so much, you've been going psycho. You ain't gotta say it, baby, I know. It's a thin line between all this love and hate, and if you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. So baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me, still trying to replace me. Easily
replace me. Hopefully you see it clear, hopefully it's HD. Bet you wonder why the last few months I've been spacey. In your head I sing.
And tell me how you hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby, tell me how you hate me. Hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby, tell me how you hate me.
It's a thin line between all this love and hate. If you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. Okay. So baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Okay. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby.
Ellie Goulding's had three number one hits in the UK, and she's had two big albums. She's got a new album coming out. In fact, she released a song a few years ago, Love Me Like You Do, that attracted over 2 billion views on YouTube. And that is her latest, Hate Me, featuring the late Juice WRLD. When Ellie's not at home making music, she loves to go out and jog. And she's an avid runner. She participates in marathons all the time. This is VOA1, The Hits.